Mark Levin on Afghanistan, this is a humiliation for our country. It is part of our history that could never be wiped away. By Jeff Poor on September 2, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Hannity, nationally syndicated radio host Mark Levin, author of American Marxism, ripped the Biden administration for its handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal. Levin called out U.S. Army General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and said the withdrawal was a humiliation for the country. Transcript as follows. Levin: first, I want to talk to General Milley. General Milley, I have this hanging on my office hall. You know who this is? This is George S. Patton. You are no George S. Patton, General Milley. How many Anne Franks are there tonight in Afghanistan? How many Anne Franks are hiding in cellars all across that country today? I want to talk about the people left behind, not the 124,000 who've been evacuated to safety. I want to talk about the millions who now have had genocide unleashed upon them, and before Joe Biden became president, the United States were living mostly in peace and mostly in safety in what was a neutralized Afghanistan with a minimal American military footprint. I want to read something. I never do this. I went back to Dwight Eisenhower's book, Crusade in Europe, when he went to the death camps. He said, "The same day, April 12, 1945, I saw my first horror camp. It was near the town of Gotha. I've never felt able to describe my emotional reactions when I first came face to face with the indisputable evidence of Nazi brutality against the Jews and ruthless disregard of every shred of decency. Up to that time, I had known about it only generally or through secondary sources. I am certain, however, that I have never at any other time experienced an equal sense of shock. I visited every nook and cranny of the camp because I felt it my duty to be in a position from then on to testify at first hand about these things in case these ever grew up at home, the belief or assumption that the stories of Nazi brutality were just propaganda. Some members of the visiting party were unable to go through with the ordeal. I not only did so, but as soon as I returned to Patton's headquarters that evening, I sent communications to both Washington and London, urging the two governments to send instantly to Germany a random group of newspaper editors and representative groups from the national legislatures. I felt the evidence should be immediately placed before the American and British publics in a fashion that would leave no room for cynical doubt. Now, we have propagandists in this country from the Defense Department, to the State Department, to the White House, highly paid Admiral Kirby, Nick Price, Jen Psaki and others, and now, generals who are part of the propaganda. Do you think George Patton or Omar Bradley or the top general, George Marshall, would leave American citizens in enemy territory under any circumstances or conditions, including at the order of the commander-in-chief? No commander-in-chief has ever ordered any general to leave citizens behind. What about these children and these women? What about the Afghan allies? The men who fought next to us, firefight after firefight? What about the 80,000 to 100,000 special visas granted to patriots who fought side by side with Americans? Instead, we hear that the American citizens didn't act fast enough. Instead, we hear this was a massive success. Instead, we hear we will use diplomacy to deal with these Nazis. Instead, we hear we may in the future work with them against ISIS as if they're different. It's the Taliban that allowed Al-Qaeda to attack us on September 11th, the Taliban. They have our equipment. They have our people. They have our allies. They are going to threaten us. They're working with the communist Chinese. They're working with Putin. They're working with the Iranians. And listen to me, America, can you hear the screams of the people of Afghanistan tonight? Because they're screaming. Can you hear the women being brutalized? Can you hear the bullets and the execution? Because it's occurring under the cover of dark. Because our media is unable to be there. While they're celebrating at the State Department and the Defense Department, and at the White House, and while they want to turn the corner and change the politics, the human infrastructure of all things into COVID-19. By God, I've never been more disgusted with my government and the top brass of the United States military than I am right now. Listen, they're screaming. Do you hear them? They're begging for help. Do you hear them? American citizens, they say, waited too long. Waited too long? While Joe Biden lied to us over and over and over again. This is a humiliation for our country. It is part of our history that could never be wiped away. And I feel so horrible for our American troops. our real soldiers, who would not have tolerated this but for General Austin and General Milley and all the rest of them, and most of all, Joe Biden, you have blood on the hands for the rest of your life. That's it. I'm done. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.